This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
President Biden on campus demonstrations.
Violent protest is not protected.
U.S. Intel chief cyber attack testimony.
Cyber actors took advantage of default or weak passwords.
Fiery crash shuts down portion of major East Coast thoroughfare.
The traffic jams are horrendous.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From George Washington University in D.C. to Portland State University in the West.
You stink! You stink! You stink!
Campus protests escalate. Overnight, police forcibly removed defiant pro-Palestinian protesters and took down an encampment at UCLA using flashbangs and riot gear. KNX's John Baird.
It was completely trashed. Tents and debris everywhere.
Over 200 arrests. President Biden to protesters.
It's against the law when violence occurs. Destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law.
Jewish students and faculty at Penn delivered a petition urging the interim president to end the pro-Palestinian encampment there. KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Carrying Israeli and American flags, dozens marched from 34th and Walnut to interim president Larry Jamison's office.
The encampment has violated Penn's policies. It has veered into hate speech and threats.
Medical school professor Benjamin Abella said they gathered 3,000 signatures, Penn students, faculty, and alumni, urging the president to act.
A Capitol Hill hearing focuses on security threats facing the U.S.
Avril Haines is the director of national intelligence.
China is working to develop its own form of multilateralism while deepening its relationship with Russia and Iran.
She says they're preparing for potential cyber attacks on the U.S.
Trying to pre-position themselves.
And she says these attacks are relatively simple.
In virtually all of the attacks we've seen, cyber actors took advantage of default or weak passwords, unpatched known vulnerabilities, and poorly secured network connections.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
In former President Donald Trump's New York criminal trial, Keith Davidson, a former attorney for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, testifies about trying to squash potentially damaging stories ahead of the 2016 election. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Davidson detailed the emotion leading up to 2016, the importance to get these deals done, and also the night of the election when it was clear Donald Trump would beat Hillary Clinton, in texting one of the publishers of the National Enquirer and saying, quote, what have we done? And that's important because he says he understood that his efforts to suppress those stories helped Trump get elected.
In what's the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history, California scuba dive boat captain Jerry Boylan is sentenced to 4 years in prison for criminal negligence after 34 people died in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
I-95, the major traffic artery linking New England with New York, will be closed for days around the area where a tanker truck filled with gas burst into flames in a three-vehicle crash and damaged a bridge in southwest Connecticut. Trucker Avril Jeanrette.
For a lot of truckers, we are on a clock, so we can only work 14 hours and drive 11 hours. So when this impact, it slows down the delivery time for our loads.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says there were no serious injuries. In Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill to repeal an 1864 ban on nearly all abortions. Hobbs pressed for more abortion rights protections.
Let me be clear. I will do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms because I trust women to make the decisions that are best for them.
Once the repeal takes effect 90 days after the legislative session ends, the state will return to a 15-week abortion ban. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A storm is lashing southeastern Texas, dumping 5 to 8 inches of rain in many areas. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
I am issuing, starting now, a mandatory call for evacuation along the east side of the East Fork of the San Jacinto River.
The San Jacinto is expected to keep rising as more rain falls and officials release extra water from an already full reservoir. The body of a fifth construction worker is found at the site of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. WTOP's Kyle Cooper with more.
The body of 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez was found inside a truck late on Wednesday. Gonzalez is one of six construction workers who were on the bridge when that massive cargo ship struck, toppling it into the water. One more construction worker remains missing.
A spokesperson for the Maryland Transportation Department says the state plans to rebuild the Key Bridge in just over 4 years with an estimated cost just shy of $2 billion. Time of the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CBS's Jim Krasula has details of a road rage killing in Tennessee.
He was known as Nashville's godfather of barbecue, with a personality bigger than life. 73-year-old Frank Platt was shot and killed in a road rage incident as he visited his brother in Memphis. Friends are in shock and grief.
Irreplaceable as a human and as the good work that he did in the community.
What an unbelievable guy, and what a tragedy this is.
Frank's last words to his brother in the car were, quote, "I'm hit." No arrest has been made in the road rage fatal shooting. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Peloton is cutting about 400 jobs worldwide as part of a restructuring effort, and its CEO, Barry McCarthy, is stepping down after 2 years as the company continues to work on turning around its business. Peloton Interactive says the job reductions amount to approximately 15% of its global headcount. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expect you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.